You know who? He's at the Supreme Court making his case for signing an executive order that ends birthright citizenship in America.
The Supreme Court tomorrow is going to hear arguments about your executive order trying to get rid of birthright citizenship.
And I'm going.
You're going to go to the Supreme Court tomorrow?
So. I do believe.
And just sit there and listen.
Because I have listened to this argument for so long, and this is not about Chinese billionaires or billionaires from other countries who all of a sudden have 75 children or 59 children in one case or 10 children becoming American citizens. This was about slaves. And if you take a look, slaves, we're talking about slaves from the Civil War.
So is it just to keep the chaos going, to keep us from talking about the Epstein files?
I was going to say, look.
From talking about all the other stuff that you keep bringing up?
When he mentioned child slaves, I was like, oh, is he talking about the Epstein files, which he's mentioned in and over 500,000 of them, and there's still 2 million that need to come out. Also, he's going to a hearing, Epstein hearing. He's going to have to, you know, show up at that one. You know, look, to me, the first thing that I thought is like, you know, instead of focusing on these, you know, children that might be born in America, like how about the children who are already born here that you're sending to a senseless war? Let's maybe spend some time and energy on that. Also, you know, I was just in London. My brother lives there and my nieces and nephew. And every time I got in a cab, the cab drivers went, can you tell your friends in America to stop coming over here pregnant and having babies here, because it is officially cheaper to fly to London, give birth in a hospital there, and then fly back than it is to give birth in America. So how about focus on making it so that women can give birth here and not go broke?